Reporting on politics and public policy is supported by the Center for Western Studies at Augustana University.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In a joint press release Wednesday, South Dakota's congressional delegation and Governor Kristi Noem issued statements expressing their resounding support following the U.S. Air Force's announcement that Ellsworth Air Force Base has been selected to receive a new B-21 training and operational squadron. The opportunity for Ellsworth Air Force Base is also being seen as an opportunity for the region's commerce. Representative Dusty Johnson says the mission will bring hundreds of new jobs to South Dakota. Senator John Thune says the road to securing the new heavy bomber was long. He visited with In the Moment co-producer Steve Zwemke this morning.
Yes, it was a long and winding road, and obviously started when we were put on the closure list back in 2005, and we fought vigorously to get our base removed from the list, ultimately succeeded. Built around, I thought, what were very meritorious arguments regarding the base's value as a military asset to our country. And so anyway, after we succeeded with that, we systematically started to work to figure out ways to improve and enhance the value of the base in the event we would ever face the prospect of a base closure threat again, and then also to prepare for potential future mission opportunities, thinking that the best way to secure the base's future was to attract additional missions. And sometimes when you're a single mission base, it's very easy to close because if they've got someplace else, they can take your mission. But if you've got a base that has more than one mission, or a mission that has other critical elements and features that the Air Force looks at, then you're better off. And so we've been working for a long time. We spent about a decade, trying to get the training range expanded, what they call the Powder River Military Operating Area, or military complex, is a training range which has been dramatically expanded. It's about four times the size that it was. It has new capabilities. It can now host what they call large force exercises out there that are not just for B-1s, but other bombers, fighter units, other types of military assets that they can bring in, and improve technology so that that training range has become a great value to the Air Force. In fact, it's the largest training range in the continental United States. So that was a really big, I would say, victory, getting that finally approved, and we had just a lot of hoops to jump through. But that has really enhanced the value of the base, because now you've got training close by, and you can bring in all kinds of other types of aircraft that have difficulty getting access to training ranges because there are so few of them around the country. And so we're really excited about that, and I think the Air Force recognized that when they were making this decision. But it's also, too, there are a lot of intangibles, the relationship between the community and the base, just the quality of the workforce in the area, a lot of things I think that factored in, and plus all the investment on the infrastructure in the base that really I think help weigh in our favor on this latest decision. But it's been a lot of work by a lot of people over a long period of time to get us positioned and prepared for this terrific opportunity. It really is. It is just a home run for South Dakota.
Yeah, you mentioned how far Ellsworth Air Force Base has come since being on a closure list. And a headline I read yesterday was "From BRAC to the B-21," which was pretty simple, but pretty brilliant in its own way. Just talk about the excitement overall, because we read comments from you and from the rest of our congressional delegation and from Governor Noem yesterday, all expressing excitement about the future of Ellsworth Air Force Base. Just talk about the excitement overall of this new aircraft being headquartered there.
Right. Well, the B-21 is going to be a terrific weapon system and figure very prominently into America's force structure. As we look at the threats over the horizon, the threat matrix continues to change, but we live in a very dangerous world, and the types of capabilities that B-21 brings will serve the Air Force and our military requirements extremely well for a long period of time. But with respect to what it does in western South Dakota, having that base secure well into the future and knowing that those 4,000 airmen and civilians and folks who work there and their families are going to be a part of that community for the foreseeable future, and then get hundreds more added to it. There'll be hundreds more people coming in, both airmen, civilians, contractors, families. Is just a tremendous shot in the arm economically to Rapid City in western South Dakota. They say that the base contributes about $1 million a day to the economy in that region, and so it has tremendous value just in terms of economic benefits, not to mention the national security benefits. And it maintains a relationship that goes back 75 years when Ellsworth was first started during the time of World War II. And just the heritage, the legacy is so much a part of the fabric of western South Dakota and makes our state so proud on a daily basis. And so being able to secure that base well into the future now is enormously important on so many levels, but certainly will have a huge economic impact in the area.
Right. The B-21 Raider itself, is its look is of like the flying wing or the bat, much like a B-2, which would make sense because they're both Northrop Grumman products. Again, you've talked about the capabilities of the B-21. This is a heavy bomber that is capable of doing its work all over the world, isn't it?
It is, and it's what it offers. It offers the Air Force and offers our military planners long range strike capabilities. It can fly long distances. It's a very versatile platform. It can strike targets very accurately from long distances. It can hover. Can stand off. They have standoff capabilities over a theater of operation, and will be a nuclear platform too, which is something we haven't had for quite some time now in South Dakota. Initially, the B-1 was a nuclear platform, and then they converted into a conventional one. But this will be, for the reasons that you mentioned in terms of its physical properties, it will have some stealthy qualities about it that the B-2 offers. So, yeah, they've taken, I think, the best things and qualities and things that we've learned about previous aircraft that, bombers that have been built in the past, drawn on the strengths there, and then taken some new technologies and applied them. And I think this is going to be something that will be heavily relied upon by our military, and important to have. I mean, the one thing, you never want to have to use these types of military assets and weapons, but more than anything else, they offer deterrence. You know, when people know that you have them, when you have that kind of capability, it deters a lot of bad behavior. And I think that'll certainly be part of the value as America looks at places that it has to project power into the future. This is going to be an incredibly important tool in its arsenal.
Senator John Thune is with us here on In the Moment, and you touched on infrastructure at the outset. Tell me a little more about infrastructure at Ellsworth Air Force Base where the addition of the B-21 is concerned. Will there be much need for additions to runways or infrastructure or even like hangars or new buildings at Ellsworth Air Force Base?
There will be some requirements for that. The one thing, the runways are long, which is a real asset going into this. And as I mentioned earlier, the training space, the training range now, and the capabilities that offers are just enormous. And that, of course, is very close in range. I mean, you get there in 20 minutes or so from the base. But there will be infrastructure needs on the base, weapon storage facilities to accommodate a nuclear platform, hangars, so there will be a number of infrastructure requirements. And of course, even on a kind of a basic level, if you've got a lot of families coming in, schools. You know, I was out at Douglas School here just a few weeks ago, and they're already at capacity and kind of busting at the seams. Mm-hmm. So they're going to need to build some additional capacity to educate some of the kids out there. And then, of course, the housing is a big issue when you've got that many more people coming in, and they're already a little – there's some challenges with housing already in the Rapid City area and the community. So those are things I think that the city planners there and the base – are all looking at, but the infrastructure requirements on the base, although they're very well positioned already and prepared, will require some additional hangar space and some weapon storage facilities that that, again, can provide the nuclear security that comes with a nuclear weapon.
Right, and from the base to Box Elder and throughout the Black Hills region as a whole, there's just a lot of trickle-down, a lot of positive trickle-down here, isn't there?
There really is. I mean, these are all, I talk about housing and schools and all that stuff, they're high-class problems to have. You got to build additional capacity to accommodate an influx of people coming into your community. And what we've learned through experience over the last 75 years is these are really terrific people, contribute, that plug into the community and not only spend money there, obviously, which helps the economy, but also are just a part of the fabric and the culture of Rapid City and the Black Hills and Western South Dakota, and in so many ways add value. And so, yes, there are some of the surrounding area, the communities all benefit from this, and of course we'll all have to be thinking about how they can prepare for having additional population and people living in the area.
Any idea right now when we'll see the first B-21 at Ellsworth, and over what period of time those will be rolled out?
Well, one thing we do know is I was told yesterday by the Secretary of the Air Force that they are planning to put funding for the military, for some of the infrastructure investments in the fiscal year 21 budget, which would be about this time next year. Right now we're doing the 2020 budget here, and next year the fiscal 21 budget will start putting money in to build the infrastructure and the needs that they have out there to accommodate the planes when they get there. I don't anticipate the planes arriving for a few years, but the good thing about this announcement was we will get the first jets because we're going to have the training squadron there. Not only the training squadron, but the first operating base. So the first planes that roll off the assembly line and once they're tested and everything, they'll be headed our way. And so when that is kind of up to the Air Force, and I can't give you a specific time, but it'll be probably in the early to mid 2020s as they start to phase out the B-1s and make that transition to the B-21. But they're going to start preparing for that already in next year's budget.
That's U.S. Senator John Thune speaking with SDPB's Steve Zwemke. They spoke this morning.